Neutrals, power breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. And, of course, we're having some minor issues getting a hold of Gary, Richard Arnold. He probably has a little issue that's happening. I know he had a lot of problems about a year or so ago. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to actually just kind of wander over to the news section. And after the show, usually now, every day, I'm going to be doing like a 5 or 10 minute news blog, which you'll see over at Vimeo and YouTube. So go to our Vimeo and YouTube channel. Go to Shop by Products. Drop down there. It's all free. You can watch the video links. I'll post a link up on the show, by the way. And so we'll play in my over at Eagle Network, Nutramedical Networks is the other website address that will bring you to the same spot. But you will be able to actually watch the video and hear the discussion. So I'm going to start off today. Firstly, the Republicans are blocking Trump's border declaration. They voted, I think it was a number of these maniacs decided to try to block Trump. This is an example of the reason why the Democrats took over the House, because the Republicans are not backing Trump and they should have been. Then I look at the top of the drudge. I can't believe it. Beto O'Rourke, this guy looks sick. This is a sick puppy. And he says, Beto Mania, I'm a capitalist. No, you're not. If you're a capitalist, how can you talk about bringing in all kinds of illegals, untrained people, someone with no education or skill sets, across the border and even dangling down the fence? You're a nut, okay? And hopefully you'll never go anywhere politically. Somehow he thinks he was born for this. He was born to be a distraction. Then we have Pelosi lowering the voting age to 16. These are children. They don't have the brains or the intellect or the experience to vote for anything. At least be 18. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. So they're trying to capture kids in high school. That's another example. Gambino crime family. Boss killed outside Staten Island home. Apparently they ran over him and then they shot him fatally. So will Manhattan flip Manafort? Manafort's being persecuted with things that are going on with almost every other person that actually is a person working in the Beltway. What they did is they went after him simply because they wanted to flip him to make him turn on Trump. I think Trump will wait until the 2020 election, perhaps after he's elected next year, and then he will pardon Manafort. Manafort's not going to stay in prison. Basically what he did was everybody else in the Beltway is doing. I think it's just ridiculous. Then I hear the crazy comments from Kellyanne's husband, who's questioning Trump's sanity. No, I question his sanity. Why is Kellyanne tolerating a husband that thinks he has the right to make comments when his wife is a senior person under the Trump regime? He needs to shut the hell up. I mean, publicly, he doesn't have the right to kind of destroy her career as a media advisor. And for him to question when he's not a psychiatrist or not contracted, this is something even the Psychiatric Association has stated. It's unethical to make statements about someone's sanity unless they demonstrate behavior publicly that's so crazy. Trump has never done that. There's no collusion with Russia. There's no insane behavior. He's a businessman. He's a tough one. And remember, he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he's an American patriot. He's probably the best president we've had ever since there was a president. We just need to make him a real live Christian, not just reciting Bibles down in Alabama. He needs to read them and have a fireside chat every week, maybe with Pence, who's a Christian as well. Let's see, what's going on here? I'm looking at some of the other amazing news here. Southern Poverty Fires founder developing. So obviously something's going on there. It's not poverty. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a bunch of this tax-free foundation that's trying to manipulate politics and sue people and drive them out of work. For example, we're going to have on the program here, probably in the next segment early, if we can't get Gary, we're going to get Tim Ball, who's been sued 3 times by the United Nations International Climate Commission, 3 times. It's cost him personally $600,000, and he has a stock trader, a trader in New York, is actually paying for his legal defense. Everybody else is being frightened by being persecuted. Well, I'm a scientist. I'm an oceanographer. I'm a founding member of Greenpeace around 50 years ago. I can tell you right now, come on, SLBs. If you want to sue Dr. Deagle, I'm going to give you what for. You're going to be facing me in Supreme Court. You're going to be facing me in the International Court of Justice. Just do it. Try to dox me just like you did doxing on Tucker Carlson. Dox at your own risk, let me tell you, because it will not be a pleasant thing. I will do things to you that you can't even imagine. You won't see it coming either. So don't you worry. And I'm not talking about killing anybody, but I'm talking about making your life miserable. It'll be very miserable if you try to pull something like that off on Dr. Deagle. And now we have the situation here where Brexit's on delay. Of course, we have now, of course, the situation where Nigel Farage is in a funk. I honestly think this will happen. Britain is going to leave Europe. Europe is a manufactured entity by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. So is the whole idea of the European superstate, where each state has no autonomy. And this guy, the president of France, Macron, is an idiot who tried to crush the people. Now they have the yellow jacket, if you want to call it, we call it a yellow vest kind of protest. And it's going on even in Canada. You don't hear news from Canada because Canada is another socialist communist state, especially under Justin Trudeau. Beto O'Rourke, this guy posing, man, this guy is such a nut. Born to do this. No, you're born to do what? You're an egomaniac that has stupid ideas that'll kill the country, kill the economy, allow illegals here. And by the way, you're not going to fix the system so we can bus illegals that want to work here safely so they don't get raped on the way from Central America. If they want to pick fruit for 3 months, we bring them up, put an anklet on them, track them, send them back to their home country, give the other half of their money, and they don't become citizens or get the right to vote like in stupid California where they're trying to pass H.R. 1. More disgusting stuff. Texas town calls in cartel fighting police for spring break. These university students are out of control. You know, twerking, puking, passing out on the beach, probably with a combination of illegal drugs, marijuana, and other illegal drugs, and excess alcohol. This is not, we call university, we get educated. They're being diseducated by university professors. They're turning them into uber-liberals, sexual perverts, and destroyers of the future of the human race. I mean, really, the universities across America are being publicly funded. Trump needs to start unfunding these universities. And he's doing it by saying, if you won't allow conservative speech in your campus, you're going to get underfunded. Tucker Carlson, he's my favorite guy over in Fox News. He tops cable news. You know why? Because he has a guts to stand up for the previous statements he made 10 years ago, and they want to pull it and try to make him kind of, kiss the ring, you know, like the royal ring, like the Pope with Twitter. It's just disgusting. So the love sponge defends comedy, breaks taboo subjects. So now Media Matters boss is under fire for past statements. Look, Media Matters should not be getting tax breaks. It's just ridiculous. I saw a segment this morning with Tucker. Why does Media Matters get a clear? It's because it can attack people like Tucker and people like me. And yes, the last 2 days we had an attack where my IP address was taken down by the local ISP provider, and now we've got it all reset up through Comrex, so it's not going to get taken down, son of a bee. And let me tell you, my show and my content is going to be the number one content people need to hear across the country. Before you listen to Tucker, before you turn on any other cable news, before you listen to any other station, any other blathering knucklehead who pretends they know about a subject or a topic, whether it's Alex Jones or anybody on Genesis or Republic Radio or Rents, you need to understand you're not going to hear the whole truth except here. You're going to hear the whole truth. Whether it's geopolitical, astrophysics, extra-dimensional, whatever, you're going to hear it here. You're going to have answers to your questions, and you're going to get a worldview that will clear it up because I'm called to do that. That's my job, like my ancient ancestor Moshe, who wrote the Pentateuch, his intellect, his ability, and his face-to-face contact with the Most High God. Let me tell you, you have that in Dr. Bill. I'm here for you, my people. I'm here for you, the people of the Most High God. I'm here to provide you with information to save your health, to save your soul and your nation. And let me tell you, the things have gotten so out of control now, the Democrats don't even want to gin up their lies to make them look tenable. And now, of course, we have this situation going on with the 737 MAX plane. Their guidance system, I happen to know about this because I knew I was a civil aviation examiner for decades, and I took care of the pilots flying out of Top Gun pilots flying out of Colorado Springs at Air Force Academy. So I know all these pilots for many decades, okay? And the fact is that the MAX has a guidance system that would take over if they thought the plane was stalling. And what it did is it went to a stall and actually caused the plane to crash. These systems were mal-designed. Whoever designed them was insane. They have a number of planes in several airlines. Thank God finally the FAA finally bent to it because they weren't at first going to do it to get rid of the MAX. And, of course, it's going to help the Chinese because they have a plane called the C-919, which is a narrow-body plane that can carry 170 people. All of this is engineered to try to make sure that China starts to build an airline industry that they can eventually build a Boeing, et cetera, or even do contracting for Boeing and so on in China. This is all part of the game, isn't it, by the globalists. Now the USA has more millionaires than Sweden has people. Goldman Sachs layoffs. De Blasio tells New Yorkers how to use their toilets. Come on. De Blasio, please, please, please stop talking. It's disturbing. Never-ending crisis. This is, again, the crisis of Bloomberg Business with Facebook. You have to understand who Facebook is. These people are mind control criminals. Zuckerberg, who talks about his mind reader technology, these people have wet satanic dreams about controlling the human race and controlling your soul, which is the intents of your heart. They wanted to recruit me 41 years ago to work at UCLA on this technology, and I told them to go to hell. They were trying to trade female fetuses using genetic engineering CRISPR-Cas9 protocol to insert actin-myosin genes from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than a normal human, to insert other genes to actually take female fetuses and create super soldiers covered with nanotech body armor and have them in a cyborg swarm to be able to kill her. And you can imagine, you don't need thousands and tens of thousands of warriors. All you need is these cyborg swarms of super heroes that are basically a killer cyborg robot force enforced with killer robots tied to them, or drones or other aircraft firing ordnances, or even space-based weapon systems or dews, and you've got something that can kill any foreign enemy. The future wars are not going to be people, believe it. We're not talking about decades off, we're talking about just a couple years. The future wars are cyborgs, warrior robots operated remotely, dews or directed energy weapons, and drones. It's not humans anymore. It's over. And this is, in fact, the early edge of it was what wiped out ISIS because of our air support and other technology. Anybody trying to come against an advanced technological cyborg warrior force is eliminated. And we're not the only ones developing. South Korea, China is working very hard on this. Russia is, too. I've even seen the actual technical specs of the devices they're building. So if you think it's all being made up, you're an idiot. You don't understand the future. Like, you know, it's not decades away, it's months and years away. Facebook execs depart. Well, the reason is people are starting to get used to it. That's why we see the cell phone companies losing their ability to sell their fancy cell phones with all the gizmos, because they're tracking us. And most of your apps on your phone are tracking you down to a cubic meter. They actually want 5G networks, so some of these systems are going to actually be able to send frequency voice to skull or voice to cortex technology. And all they need to do is have some like thing like these little earphones or some earbuds, and they can actually put voice-to-brain technology right to the hippocampus and the auditory part of your brain cortex. If you think I'm making this up, you're delusional. The fact is, the game is over. And people are starting to catch on that these cell phones are toxic to kids because their behavior is becoming so disturbed. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk about that. And, of course, we're going to get into the Enviromaniac stuff when we get a hold of Dr. Tim Ball. Because the persecution of him is to silence people like me that were a founding member of Greenpeace, just like Dr. George Moore, who says people like AOC are criminal, psychotic, evil people. There's no reason that we should allow a public discussion of people that think they are the boss and know better than us that are scientists for half a century and want to say things that are so deadly, like getting rid of, quote, fossil fuels, which weren't fossil, by the way. The gold theory, 1951, shows the hydrocarbons made inside the Earth were made by the nuclear reaction. The fact is the Earth is a nuclear reactor causing catalytic cracking and catalytic expansion of hydrocarbons to larger and larger molecules. That's why the tar balls on the coast of Louisiana and Texas after the Macondo drill site years ago that broke, and we had oil all over the place that poisoned it. And then they used Corexit, which is a toxic chemical that destroyed the genetics of the shellfish and the fish in the area and the people there. And people don't even know this. And it's still being used, by the way, deep underneath the ocean. So, we're seeing now, of course, things are going to get more and more radical. Even in Germany, the far right are starting to kind of lose it with people like Angela Merkel. She's a maniac, okay? She's supposedly smart enough to be a nuclear scientist. She is a psychotic maniac. Supposedly the daughter in East Germany of a pastor. This woman has lost it, just like AOC. We have to not let insane people run our society, or we will die. We have major challenges coming. We have pole shifts. We have geoclimatic disasters. We've got the danger of EMP and cyber weapons to shut off our power grid. We've got spreading super viruses like Zika viruses, Lyme, etc. And we're not approaching any of these logically, none of them. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Well,
Well, we are back, and we have the amazing Dr. Tim Ball, and actually, it's good. We managed to go over a lot of news and do a news capsulation. I'm going to repeat some of that and expand on it after the show. Dr. Tim Ball, you are one of the most, I consider you the one of the most respected environmental experts in the world, and you have a backbone, man. You've gone through some health issues, which I'm going to help you with further. But what's going on right now is you were sued three times by the United Nations International Climate Commission through an attorney, and you came out, and you mentioned this in your last show, that you personally lost about $600,000. You have a stock trader that actually is supporting you to pay your legal expenses, but it's to try to drive a strike of fear into the hearts and minds of anybody who actually knows the science about climate, that the so-called climate maniacs like AOC, we call her Occasional Cortex, and Beto O'Rourke, this maniac, and Elizabeth Warren and all the others that are trying to push this green agenda. These people are murderers. They are basically existentially the kind of people that actually want to kill not only the human race but the entire ecosphere. They want to do carbon capture, and again, carbon dioxide converts as a fuel for plants to make oxygen. And without oxygen, you don't even have an ozone layer. I mean, this is completely demonically insane. And again, it has nothing to do with the fact that they'll say it's, if you know, even things like fossil fuels. The fossils are inside their damn head. Fuel, the most of the Earth's oil is actually created as a nuclear reaction inside the Earth, as the Gold Theory, published in 1951, 1 year before I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the Russians believed it. So I have friends, or personal friends, that are oil engineers in the Caspian Aral Sea of Bay right now, that are two of my engineer friends, or my wife's best friend from school, and her husband are senior engineers out there. And the Russians, the reason why they're drilling down at 35 to 40,000 feet is because that's where the damn oil is. So when I hear these fools thinking they're going to get rid of fossil fuels and they're going to make electricity, they're demonically energized, and they'll kill the big cities. They'll have people cannibalizing each other. They'll have society collapse. And these maniacs don't even talk about things that can be done, simple things like recycling, so that there's no plastic in the oceans. And everything is, if you want to build something, you can have a 3D printer in your garage, and you build a dozen parts for a tech company simply by ordering the little shavings or granules or little cubettes to put in your machine to actually print a part and then send it off to the factory to be assembled by probably artificial intelligence or robots. That's the future. The fact is that when I hear these maniacs thinking that they have to stop the internal combustion engine in an aircraft, they are evil. There's no nice word for it. Evil is the opposite of live, backwards. So I'd like you to get into what the hell they put you through and what they plan on putting anybody else who talks about the truth about environmentalism, as I'm a co-founder of Greenpeace. I was actually one of the charter members of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago, and it makes me so mad. Yeah. I'm fighting mad, spitting fire. Let me tell you, I'm so angry about this. I can't even contain myself. That's why I want you on regularly to get your word out all over the world, because they're not going to stop Deagle. They're not.
No, and nor should they, and I'll be right behind you, backing you up all the way, and with the science that I know about the environment and climate and so on. But here's an interesting thing to think about, because you say, Ocasio-Cortex or whatever you want to call her, and Beto O'Rourke and so on. When you think about, and this came up on a program I was on a few years ago, when a guy phoned in and said, who's killed the most people in history? And, we start naming off the names, like Hitler and Mao Zedong and so on. The truth is, those people themselves never killed anybody, or very unlikely that they killed anybody. Hitler might have as a corporal in the First World War. But what they do is they get other people to do their dirty work for them. And this is the danger of O'Rourke and Cortez and so on, that they can take clean hands, the Pontius Pilate thing. But they provoke people and exploit people and use people to do their own dirty work for them. And that, in a way, is more evil. And by the way, when we went through the list of all the people, like Stalin and Hitler and Mao and so on, and the guy on the other end of the line said, no, the person that's killed more people in history is the writer of Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, because she decided that her husband died of cancer, brain cancer, that he caught because he'd been around DDT. Right. And she came out with this argument when there was no scientific proof at all, that, of course, immediately people start producing, making the eggshells thin and all the rest of it. Rubbish. And right now, the figures up over 130 million people have died in Africa and Asia because they won't spray the malaria mosquito with the DDT. That is the indirect killing, which in a way is worse than the actual straight up killing.
Well, the fact is, more people die of malaria than die of any other disease on Earth. You know that, right?
Yeah. I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
It's the number one killer. It's the number one killer in the third world.
Wow.
And by the way, most of them are even resistant to the drugs. For example, I've been advised by top infectious disease experts, if you take the drug for resistant malaria, which is primarily in South America now, you're going to get neuropathy, yellow vision, and you're going to get visual changes and brain damage within 6 weeks of taking it.
Wow. Wow. So this is the problem, isn't it? The hysteria, the misdirection, and the result of the side effects of that are millions of people die that don't need to. And this is the danger of these people. You can say, well, who did they kill? Well, you can't name one person because they themselves didn't kill anybody. But their ideas and their actions are more deadly. During the Cold War, there was a joke about a guy was in New York, and they said, what are you going to do? And he said, I'm going down to Greenwich Village and listen to the poets. And he said, oh, they're dangerous people. You know, in Russia, they don't allow poets. they're using words, and that reminded me the other day, by the way, of the old saying I heard as a child: sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is so far from the truth these days that you don't even know where to start.
Words will bankrupt you or have people doxing. For example, latest I heard is that they doxed Tucker Carlson and his family.
Yep.
Let me explain something, and this is this I want you to understand, whether you're right wing watch or whatever. I'm a warrior, okay, and I'm going to give a little bit of my background, okay. On my mother's side of the family, I'm a direct blood descendant of Moses. Moses is not Mr. Passive. On my name, Deagle is from the three eagles in flight, Norway. My ancestors were giants over 7 foot tall that were served the king of France from the 11th century. And they married smaller and smaller women because they married into the Bethune family, which also were the bankers for all of the cathedrals across France and all the major banks. Let me tell you, I'm not Mr. Passive. I'm also descended from the same people, the MacLeods, etc., that were the people that were the primary Scottish lords that fought against the British, etc. So you want to fight with Dr. Deagle? Here's what's going to happen. Legally, if you fight, I'll file in the International Court of Justice and the Supreme Court because I'm half a lawyer. Okay? Number two. If you want to dox or threaten me, let me tell you, it would be a really bad idea. And I'm not going to say I'm going to kill or harm you, but I'm going to make your life so disgusting you can't even imagine what I'll do to you. And I'm not going to elaborate on that. Because I know how to make both scalar and non-scalar and other types of technologies that can make life so miserable you can't imagine what will happen if you try to dox me. Now, I want people to understand this. The right has been relatively passive. Even when I see Trump, I want Trump to be more Trumpian. I want the Canadian Prime Minister to be replaced. This guy, Justin Trudeau, is a joke. He's a joke. He's terrible. And he's set it up now, just like this AOC and the Nancy Pelosi. They've expanded the anti-Semitism thing into, we hate haters. We hate people that disagree with us, basically. In other words, they hate people that say they're Islamophobic. Islam is not a religion. It is a geopolitical mind control system. It's taking over countries. It's taking over Europe and Norway. Why do you think they're closing down all the free stuff in places like Finland? Because it's done, okay? People are kind of waking up. And the environmentalists, they don't want to protect the environment. People like AOC and all these other people, they're not environmentalists. I am. I don't want any pollution going out. When I took care of the coal fire generators in Colorado and the employees there. What was coming out of the top of those generators was fluffy water vapor. There was no pollution at all. So this idea that you have to get rid of carbon-based fuels and so on is pure insanity that you have to do that. And when it makes me disgusted that people like that say that they have our best interests in mind. No, they have our death in mind. They have our genocide in mind. They have our ecocide in mind. They have what I call terracide, which is to kill the planet. That's what these maniacs are up to, isn't it?
Oh, I totally agree with you. And of course, every once in a while, you get things sweeps through a society and you get mania takes over. And that's what we've got going now with these environmentalists.
Well, let me explain something, okay? And this is something that's hard for people to transcend. If you and I, which have an intellect and actually have experience in technology, would be believed by everybody, this would not be a battle. We'd simply present the evidence and people say, okay, the news media would roll over and realize, we're talking to Tim Ball and Dr. Bill Deagle, who's been environmentalist. I was an oceanographer before I even went into medicine 50 years ago. All right? So I'm sick and tired of people thinking they know more than me. I want to do battle. I want to mix mental martial arts. I want to crush your bones, if you want to think you're going to beat Dr. Deagle. Okay? I don't want to play with you. I want to intellectually slay you. Okay? I'm not interested in just a dialogue. Now, what I'm really concerned about is that society cannot be convinced, and I figured out exactly why, and God crushed me on this. I have a superior intellect, but it doesn't help. You know why? A good argument and good data don't help when you're dealing with people that are demonically energized. Because you have two sides. You have the intellect on the left brain, and you got the emotions and the gestalt on the right brain. You got to speak to people's soul, their worldview. They don't understand that what they're doing when they believe in Beto O'Rourke or Elizabeth Warren or AOC, they're actually believing in the luciferic end of the human race kind of termination. And I saw a segment this morning when I watched Tucker Carlson. It talked about birth strike, it's called. And they had this woman with bangs on her head, and she looked really, really frightened. And she was saying, we're so frightened about what's going on with the environment, we've decided not to have children. This reminds me of a movie about a decade ago about that the environment had deteriorated so much that the last young person in the world died and everybody grieved. This is insanity. This bullshit, excuse my English, is so toxic now that people are literally deciding not to have children. You're not to have children, you know why? Because the state wants to control even reproduction. And the crazy states are pushing abortion, not just infanticide. They want to kill babies after they're born. You know what I want to do? I want to send them a T-shirt that says NTLA. In other words, never too late to abort. In other words, if you're a politician like the governor of New York State, it's never too late to abort, you sucker. For God's sake, please, just take yourself out. You know, if you really believe that your existence and your breathing of carbon dioxide and passing gas are killing the planet, please remove yourself from the human race. God help us.
Well, of course, that was summed up a few years ago, Dr. Bill, as you remember, in the bumper sticker that said, save the planet, kill yourself. You know,
this is completely satanic. This is evil.
Yep. This is, it is. Oh, no question.
You can't even argue with this. It's not open to an argument. It's like, are you kidding me? And then when this woman says, her AOC, and she has this little squeaky voice, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And, you know, people say, well, you know what she needs? She needs an environmental exorcism.
Yeah.
You know, like the Gadarene of the demoniacs. I mean, I need to go, like, across the boat of the Sea of the Galilees and actually talk to AOC and say, listen, woman, I'm going to do an exorcism now, and there's going to be some environmentalists who are going to take your left and right and hold you while I cast out the demonic entities inside you that make you think you're the boss. And you're going to tell people like me and Dr. Tim Ball who are being persecuted, and all your colleagues are being frightened from opening their yap because they figure their economy, their income, and their family will be harassed, maybe even harmed if you actually speak out. Guess what? It's going to take brave people to fight against this demonic evil, isn't it?
Oh, totally, and of course that's part of the reason that my lawsuits—they're not just against me; they're a message to other people. That, hey, this is what's going to happen to you if you dare to stick your head up.
Yeah, so you stick your head up, and we're going to chop it off. Let me tell you, and I want you to know this out there, people. I'm in pre-ministry. My ministry starts the first day they signed that treaty in Sukkot in Israel, and the covenant with death. And leave me, these environmentalists like AOC that said we have 12 years left. Believe me, they're serious. These people don't think they're liars. They seriously believe this craziness because they're demonically energized. And if they could, they'd end the world in 12 years, believe it or not. You think we're making this up? Believe it or not, they don't. They think they're doing the right thing by killing us. That's what they think. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And welcome back, and let's continue. I want you to go over what you just mentioned on the break about Michael Mann and about what's going on and hiding the hockey stick. Let's go through all the data here, because people need to realize you're, and I'm going to say this repeatedly so people get it, do not listen to any other radio or TV shows unless you listen to Neutral Medical first, so you can have the lens and the filter of the truth, the whole truth, so when you see, you can recognize what is partial truth and what's plain lies or just fantasy by the other sides, both the left and the right. They're lying to you. For example, what Trump is doing, to a great extent, he does some good things with the economy, but to a great extent, he's accelerating the destruction of the environment. He's not fixing it with 5G network and recycling toxic water. Now, the fact is, they're voting against him today in the Senate. These people, these Republicans, need to be voted out of office. They're not Trump Republicans. We need to actually get people to support Trump. But Trump has to, you need to write to Trump to say, you need to talk to Dr. Bill Deagle's Samuel Council, people like Dr. Tim Ball. You want to hear the truth about the environment? You want to hear the truth about spirituality and what's going on? We need to talk about the fact that, yes, there's anti-Semitism, which is evil, but we have Islam, which is like a cancer inside the body politic of Western nations, and we have these environmaniacs. They're like a metastatic cancer as well, like AOC and these other people that are being elected now. They're dangerous. They're dangerous for the future of the human race. So let's get into Michael Mann and this whole story about the hockey stick. I want you to expand on this because he doesn't want to go to court and be exposed about his hockey stick lies, does he?
No, and of course, the reason that I had three lawsuits was because the first lawsuit, when I got it, my wife and I sat down and said, you know, it's going to cost us $400 an hour just to talk to a lawyer, and we can't afford that, so I withdrew what I wrote, and that was exactly what they wanted. It was using the law to intimidate, and you watch what's going on right in Washington right now with Manafort and Mueller and that whole thing. It's absolutely disgusting. And I'll get to the Michael Mann thing in a minute, but the chief lawyer for Mueller is a guy by the name of Andrew Weissner. And Weissner is the guy that got the executives at Enron locked up on false data. And after they'd spent a year in jail, and the company had collapsed with 4,500 jobs gone, they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court threw the whole thing out, 9-0.
Right.
And then the same thing with Arthur Anderson, the accounting company that were working with Enron. And,
right.
And that cost 85,000 jobs. But this guy Weissner, nothing ever happened. The fact that he brought false charges and they were thrown out by the Supreme Court, the damage is already done. And that's the whole point of this. They don't care if they win in the long term. It's all about
shutting
people up.
So
yeah,
shaming
exactly.
People and destroying them financially and silencing
yep.
them by fear.
Yep, exactly. And you listen to what Tucker Carlson with that 81 people that the Mueller group have now said they're putting subpoenas to. They'll all end up bankrupt.
Let me lay something out here, okay? People like you and me are not going to lay down our weapons, but not only guns, but other weapons of information and weapons both as advanced we call exotic weapons, which I'm not going to talk about right now. But I want people to understand we are marching toward another civil war. And that civil war is actually going to happen. It will be that certain states are going to go left, like California, and other states are going to go right. And we're going to have a civil war in America. We're going to have a civil war in other countries. For example, Italy, Austria, and Hungary are all in civil war against the superstate Europe. We're seeing a clear cross even in places like in Russia, where the population are sick and tired of totalitarian, luciferic socialism and communism. Same thing in China. The people of Hong Kong are sick and tired of the communist Chinese trying to come down on them and squeeze them harder and harder. And there's lots of engineers that get trained elsewhere and go back to China, and they realize, what a hell of a place. You get rated by American digital companies, so if you don't support the state on your tweets and so on, you're going to not be able to get on a plane or train or even buy it and get a job. I mean, people eventually are going to reach the limit where they're accelerating this globalism and totalitarian regime mind control system so much, people are eventually going to be fed up. It's not just a civil war in America. It's a civil war against the human race are not going to put up with it anymore. We're not.
It's the original middle-class revolution. And of course, I years ago quit trying to convince people the 20% on the left and the 20% on the right, because they are, I think they're born that way. I don't think that you can change their minds.
No, don't try to change your minds. No, I'm going to give you some hints here of what I've learned and God's taught me. You don't try to change minds with a good argument or good data. Give an example. Let's get into the hockey stick with Michael Mann. What he did is he selectively took out data so that he would actually take out and explain the hockey stick to people, because we have lots of time now.
Okay. Well, in the first IPCC report published in 1990, they were genuinely trying to figure out, what are the causes of climate change, and are humans having any impact on it? I mean, what you and I would consider a very reasonable scientific approach to a potential problem. They weren't saying that there was necessarily a problem. They said there seems to be some indication, and we should check it out. That's what scientists do. You create a hypothesis, and then you test the hypothesis. But then what happened was that between 1990 and 1995, the whole group of left-wing people moved in and took over the whole environmental movement and the whole, and you can talk to Patrick Moore, a good friend of mine, who was one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, being involved
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. I know Patrick personally. And the fact is, I was one of the founding members. I was an oceanographer in the early 70s before I even went into medicine. So I know exactly what's going on. I worked at the Bedford Institute and Dalhousie University, and we worked with the Woods Hole, Massachusetts facility as well.
Right.
In oceanography, all right?
Yeah. So
please continue.
Well, then, as I said, that what happened was they wanted something that was global in its impact. And the reason they wanted it global in its impact is because if you could get something where the sky is falling around the whole world, you could argue that no one person and no one nation could deal with it, that what you needed to deal with it was a global government. And that was why they picked global warming as the center for their agenda. But they couldn't, they didn't have the science to show that humans were causing global warming. And so they created the science. Mars Strong, who was a socialist working through the Club of Rome, what they did was they set up the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They controlled
Let me insert something about Morris Strong. Do you know that he had an ET visit, a supernatural ET visit that actually told him what to do? Did you know that?
Oh, because of his wife's connection, she was very heavily into that stuff.
Right. And what he had basically is a demonic supernatural visitation to this billionaire to tell him what to do and how to do it. I mean, he didn't do it blindly, and people don't understand there's a level of spiritual. It says in the book of Thessalonians, we wrestle not against principalities and powers. You and I are not going to convince idiot knuckleheads like AOC to understand that our intellect and our knowledge and our experience is superior to her stupid ideas. We're not. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to convince their soul by speaking spirit words. I will die telling the truth. I will die telling the truth. And because I'm willing to die, and I'm actually speaking not just physical words to say, well, you know, they messed around with the hockey stick to lie to us and say humans are killing the planet. That's why we have basically this birth strike, where women are actually saying, we don't want to have kids because it's the end of the world. Oh, my God. I am so disgusted by these people. And by the way, they don't deserve to have a platform for dialogue. There's no more point in actually discussing anything with them. Now we have to actually get ready for what I call spiritual warfare. Pray for them, pray against them, and even showing them a gestalt, like fine art to show that, pictures or poetry, it doesn't work. They need spirit words to get through to them that we're going to actually have a knockdown, drag-out, physical and bloody battle. This is going to become a civil war, because if the courts break down and continue doing what they're doing to you, we're eventually going to have, we call the voting box, and we have the witness box, and if neither one works, we have the cartridge box. In other words, we're going to have a bloody civil war. And this is not going to be pleasant, because if they think on the left we're going to be passive and bow to Antifa and so on, they're going to die face down in their own blood and spit. It's not going to happen. It's going to be an ugly mess.
Yep. Okay, to get back to the hockey stick thing, because I agree with you on all of that, and we'll come around back around to that again. But In the 1990 report, there was a graph produced by Hubert Lam. And Hubert Lam, I was lucky enough to work with him on my doctoral thesis.
Right.
And both he and I came to this problem of climate change from exactly the same direction. We both were involved in weather forecasting for pilots and flying. And Lam did it during the Second World War, and the pilots came back and said, "Your forecasts are killing us. We're going up here, you're telling us clear skies and we've got freezing rain and all this stuff." Well, I experienced the same thing over the North Atlantic and in the Arctic.
Right.
And when I got out of the military, and I lost my flying category because of a hearing loss, and by the way, I think that's an issue that people need to pay much more attention to is the noise pollution of our world. But anyway, I went back to university to find out why forecasts were so bad. Why hadn't they improved? We have the satellites, we have the radar, we have all the rest of it, and they haven't been able to improve weather forecasting one bit. And it's no better today. I mean, look at this winter, which Environment Canada said is going to be a warm, mild winter. They couldn't have been more wrong if they tried.
Well, look at the storm. Look at the hurricanes across Colorado. 1,000 people, they say that up to 10,000 people are stranded, and they called the National Guard. 97-mile-an-hour winds. I had on the show yesterday Cody Snodgrass in Colorado, and the storms are like we call biblical. I mean, these are biblical storms. I mean, these are not like, oh, my God, they're average winter storms. No. These are like 1-in-1,000-year storms.
Yep. Yep, and of course, you see, just to give you the listeners an idea of the side effects of this, they go around saying, oh, no, you know, global warming, more people are going to die. 10 times more people die of cold every single winter than die of warm.
Let me insert something. Yep. If you actually talk about ice ages, let's say we had an ice age like the one that happened, say, 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
More people would die from an ice age than a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah.
Way more. I mean, you might have 30% of the world population survive a nuclear war. You'd have maybe 5% survive an ice age like 10,000 years ago.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, just think, Dr. Bill, 15,000 years ago, North America, almost two-thirds of it was covered with an ice sheet larger in area than the current Antarctic ice sheet.
Right.
And you can't live under ice sheets. And so, you know...
You had a 3,000-foot ice sheet all the way to the north side of the Missouri River, 3,000 feet thick.
Yep.
10,000
yep.
years ago, then we had a cooling period, then we had another ice age ahead, a mini ice age. That lasted almost 1,000 years. People don't know this. For example, have you ever heard of the people that were from Norway across England? There was a land bridge across there during that ice age period for many thousands of years, so people could easily travel back and forth from what's called Great Britain and Scotland because the Doggerland people traveled between Norway and England because there was a land bridge there, because the ice age had actually frozen so much water that there was an open land bridge there. And a lot of these people were killed during the last time when the ice age, when it ended, it flooded them all. And then when it refroze, it killed them. 360 years ago, the Maunder cooling period froze the people out of Greenland that were Vikings that came from Denmark. They had to leave because they were dying of frozen ice. And we're in a Maunder cooling period right now. So when they say global warming, they are so wrong, aren't they?